This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, no problem, Dan. It's our pleasure. What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, good morning.
All right.
Guten Morgen from your new pals that you never asked for, that you should be very thankful for.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving from Covino and Rich.
What's up, everybody? An action-packed day. Love filling in for Dan Patrick. Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox. Feel free to chime in on your early drive to Grandma's house today.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? The minute I woke up, because it's a little earlier here on the West Side, I was like, I can't wait to go back and take a nap. That's the first thing I'm excited for. Then turkey and everything else.
Yeah, but it's early here, so you can't take a nap because right when we're done, you got the Lions and the Bills.
Yeah, you got your foosball, and we're going to talk about that. Rich is going to take you to Teaser Town. But first, good morning to Joel. Good to see you, Joel. Joel
yes,
is here.
Sir.
Yeah, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Very thankful to be here. Bersh is on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. And, of course, Dan Byers. Got your updates, but yeah, excited about my nap, excited to stuff my face.
I'm glad that's what you're the most excited about. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Can't wait to take a nap.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait to get back into bed. And believe it or not, I'm excited about the parade.
You're the guy that watches. I can't understand our fascination with parades.
Wait, is it on now? Can someone put it on? All these sports highlights, they're great, but can we throw on the parade somehow?
He wants to watch Snoopy float down 6th Avenue.
And I think he's the oldest float. I think he is, right? Isn't that the oldest float?
The baby shark is the new float this
That's
year.
That's the new one. Look, someone once told me that it's the lowest form of broadcasting.
Oh, the person that calls the parade?
But I'll do that job in a second. Coming be excited down, about SpongeBob.
Floating down 6th Avenue right now, we're looking at Betty Boop.
Oh, she's, and if you take a look, I think I see Mr. Magoo.
Created in 1961, this float is operated by 19 carriers.
Like, sign me up.
It's the worst form of broadcasting.
No. Well, that I agree with.
If you're assigned the parade, it's like the person in sports that's covering the pickleball.
I agree with both of those statements. However, I'll take the payday in a heartbeat, sit there in the cold, I guess, for a few hours and get excited about Santa coming. Because, remember, at the end of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, when Santa comes, that's the official beginning, as far as I'm concerned, right? There he is, Santa! So he comes out. I would do that in a heartbeat. What I don't like about the parade is when they introduce, like, C and D level artists, right, that are performing, but they don't even sing live. That bothers me a lot. Some sing live, most don't. When they don't, it does bother me because it's so noticeable and fake, and you know, it stands out just a little too much.
Well,
but
every Thanksgiving, before your football, before you're eating, I'm fascinated by other people's fascination with parades in the year 2022. I just feel like it's something we're beyond. Like,
I mean, I'm not going to fight you on that, too. It sounds like old school.
You know what I mean? You know, you go to a ball game, and there's still the guy that's like, scorecards here, scorecards. And you're like,
he's wearing his paperboy hat.
Who's keeping score? Who's buying the program at a Dodgers game or a Mets game? Like, who's, are you buying the program?
Guys, I feel like the same guy. He's there wearing a paperboy's cap and some suspenders. Yeah, it's like a throwback in time.
Yeah, it's like the same person that still gets the newspaper delivered to their house is probably the person that's like, yeah, parades.
I'll tell you what, though. Here's why you're hating on it. I get it. They're kind of lame. And I've never even taken my kid to one. And we grew up on the East Coast. You know, I'm from Union, New Jersey. My parents never took me to the parade. I just watched on TV. They could have taken me.
I have friends that on Wednesday night, last night, they go apparently like watch where they blow up the balloons and people have drinks. And it's like a thing.
It is. It is.
Maybe I'm bitter because none of my teams win, so I've never seen a celebration parade.
Oh, bam! That's exactly what I was going to tell you. I really, look, as a kid, my mom would get me all fired up. Happy Thanksgiving, Steven. I made some pancakes. Well, let's watch the parade. Right? So my mom always made a big thing about it. So I was always into it. I always sort of enjoyed it. It's great background to get the morning started, to get excited about the holiday, right? To be thankful for whatever it is you're thankful for. Family, friends, Friendsgiving. But it all ties back to sports. It's Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich, and in for Dan Patrick. I'll never forget. The year was 1996. Six.
Throwing it back.
I'm throwing it back. 1996. It was the first time in my quote-unquote adult life that my team was in a championship in the World Series. Yeah. The Yankees finally made it. My whole childhood, they were stinking like Abe Lincoln, right? We know that, the Don Mattingly story. And then all of a sudden, you know, they made the playoffs in 95. I was there. 96, they win it. Right? Charlie Hayes catches it. The fact you could all picture it, right?
I love Hayes at the Don Mattingly story.
Well,
like in your mind, it's a documentary about how great Donnie was, but he never won.
Exactly.
Camino has a documentary in his mind.
Yeah.
The Don Mattingly story.
All we had was the Hitman. And it was a wonderful thing, but never got a chance to see them win. And then, of course, very spoiled after that. They had a nice run. But I'll never forget going to the parade. And just being just amazed at the camaraderie, the excitement. It was amazing. I can't even, thinking back, the ticker tape parade, you know, the excitement there, I can't even, it's like a dream almost.
Well.
So I think it's really underrated.
I think it probably goes back to the fact that none of my teams win, so I've never been to like a victory parade. The last time I enjoyed a parade, remember the Little League parade in your hometown?
Yes, I
do. Opening weekend of Little League.
They play that lame, like, marching song for the kids. Like, you'd be all proud.
Two kids are carrying the banner. You're carrying the banner of your team sponsor, like Vito's Pizza.
Yeah, so funny. I totally
Johnny's Windows features, you know, sponsored by Little League team. So, hey, enjoy the parade. Enjoy your football today.
I can't be the only guy excited.
I'm still fascinated that parades just seem old school to me, but we love them. In fact,
when your team wins, you are so down with it because you just want to celebrate. And I guess that's how fired up people get about the holidays.
You know, want me to throw a couple facts at you?
Sure, I don't get that fired up. But I'll tell you what, when your team wins, the parade is just the icing on the cake. That's the celebration, and that's what makes it fun. I'm with you. I can see how parades are corny. I get it. But they're not when your team wins. You wait for that moment.
That might
be. And you don't know when it's going to happen again.
That might be. I mean, give us a lukewarm take. That might be the only legit parade if your team wins.
Man, it's 8 minutes into the show, I've already given my mild take of the day.
Your mild take of the day.
Well,
now listen, I know Bursch, producing today, is on the edge of his seat
yeah.
for me to tell you the biggest parades in the world.
All right, well, hold on. Hang tight.
Joel's like, come on, bro, tell me.
Hang tight because...
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Yeah, I know you do. And you know what else you're going to hear from? You know, while we get some phone calls going here, 877-99 on Fox, you're going to hear from Henry Winkler. We caught up with him earlier this week, and we talked to him about meeting Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that was the viral video of the week. The beautiful, amazing interaction between the Fonz and Mahomes. So that poses a bigger question we'll get to in a little bit, which is if you could pick an NFL player to hang with, go get dinner, some drinks, and actually pick their brain, say what's up, who would it be?
Yeah, start thinking about that.
And we will get to that in a little bit, but I know you're on the edge of your seat.
Let's hear it.
Rapid fire, biggest parades?
Yeah.
And would you participate or want to go with your friends? Or
I know the biggest, the biggest parade was the 1996 Yankees World Series Champions Parade.
Number 15.
The Legends Parade.
I'll do it in countdown form, but don't worry, I'm not going to make you listen to all of them. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Okay.
The Rose Parade out here, Pasadena, Rose Bowl. Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Would you want to go to that parade? That could be fun. Maybe I'm wrong.
I got to tell you, when I was
Mardi Gras a parade?
I don't know.
Like a party, right? I think there's probably a parade.
It's a parade with people flashing.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Joel. I'm no pervert, as they say. I'm definitely not. But as a young man, I did have an interest in going simply for that reason. Now
I remember going to New Orleans for the first time. I'm like, where are they?
Yeah. Now that doesn't get me out of bed.
I brought a huge bag of beads with me.
Yeah. As a young man, I'm like, man, one day that's what I'm gonna do.
So Mardi Gras, that could be fun. So maybe I'm being a Grinch.
Being a Grinch because I promise you, believe you me, if your Mets or your 49ers ever win, that's just part of it, and I think your whole view changes
It's way early, so maybe I'm willing to admit this.
Okay.
Maybe I'm a little wrong, because as I'm looking at some of the big parades, I'm like, yeah, these are fun. These aren't like the lame parades. Like, even if you got kids or not, the Disney Main Street Parade.
Oh, come on.
You know, at the end of the night when you bring the family to Disney and they got the lights and everything? That'll make the toughest man tear up a little bit.
You're going there.
Yeah.
Right?
You're welling
Joe,
up.
How nice is that parade, man?
That parade is the bomb.
It is. It really. Oh, that's such
that
a good one.
That just sets the season right there.
Uh-huh. You know what? If Joel agrees,
I know.
There's something to it. Like, there's no way I could picture Joel, smiling ear to ear when Goofy's
strutting
down the street.
And they make it snow and everything.
Oh, you're right. It's such a beautiful thing. And here's the kicker. If you are a parent, right? Like taking your kid and seeing their little face, good luck trying to hold back the emotions. Like, look at it's Mickey Mouse.
It's funny you should say that because I've been taking my daughter since she was little.
Yeah.
And this is her senior year and we're going next week.
No way, dude.
Oh my God.
Joel, you're going to make me cry.
I know. He just made me cry.
Joel, you're going to be blubbering. Oh, you know what the worst part is? Good luck.
Joel's going to have Forever Young by Rod Stewart playing in his head.
Listen. You could be the most macho man going, Macho Camacho style. Yeah. The real macho man.
Randy Savage.
You could be the most macho guy. When that ends with the fireworks, and then usually like Tinkerbell goes flying across the castle. Yeah. Oh, forget it. You try to keep it together, you're going to lose it.
My wife took a picture of me with my daughter when she was like 2 years old on my shoulders at the Disney parade. And those are magical moments. Maybe I'm wrong about parades. All right, let me give you a couple more, and then we'll get into some football and our buddy the Fonz, Henry Winkler.
By the way, you talk to any of these athletes about the parade? I mean, there's that one terrible story about Dwight Gooden when he actually missed the parade in 86.
I think a few of the Mets did because they were so bombed from the night before.
But you talk to them and they're overwhelmed by that. You see these guys who live these moments, but then they're documenting it. It's like, hey, whatever footage you have from the parade is not going to be as good as the actual footage, but it means so much to them, to the players. You see them recording.
They love it. I mean, think of some of the highlights that come to mind.
My mild take is it really is underrated. Parades are underrated. I know we think they're corny, but they're underrated.
I picture Gronk smashing beer cans on his head like he's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
I picture Matthew Stafford watching a photographer fall and laughing. I picture all the great highlights from parades. Gasparilla in Tampa, that's a big party. St. Paddy's Day in Chicago where they make the river green.
I mean, how about the St. Paddy's Day parade in New York? And we like I said, we grew up in New Jersey, New York. Have you ever gone? I have. I've got. Maybe I'm a bigger fan than I thought.
You know what I realized, Covino?
I big love Yankee, a parade.
Big Yankees fan, big parade fan.
Yeah, who knew?
Chinese New Year is a big one. Man, now we're the Pride Parade in New York. Let's see. I'd imagine him growing up on the East Coast. We're in LA now. I feel like there was no bigger parade than the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York City.
Oh yeah,
that was
by the
lit.
Way. Fun fact: I was actually in it one year, and I'm not even Puerto Rican. That's the truth.
He just wanted to chase those booties.
I just went in there. They were like, "Who's that guy?"
I don't think Carino didn't know he was in the parade. Y'all, he just found the booty and followed it, and he walked down Sixth Avenue for $20.
We can never forget the most memorable parade in history in Detroit, and that was after we won the title. On that very day, we lost Rick Mahorn at the parade.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, yep. Were you there?
I was there.
Wow. Okay.
Then, I mean, aside from that, which is, you know, the worst and very
that
sad.
That was a terrible feeling.
Yeah, but the parade itself, memorable or not?
No, they're memorable because you remember what time to get up from down there before danger jump off.
You know what? I think I've come to a conclusion today. I just think the Thanksgiving Day parade might be a little corny. Every other parade we're listing sounds like a hell of a lot of fun, right? Victory parades for your sports team. These big party events,
you know,
St. Paddy's Day, Puerto Rican Day
Parade. Nobody's really boozing this early with their kids as Snoopy comes down Main Street. What street is that? Fifth Avenue.
But there's supposed to be some new balloons this year. That's what the anticipation is.
Baby shark. The baby shark balloon.
Oh, no, please.
Yeah, I know. I can't avoid that. But yeah,
I think they really need a Tom Brady float. That's
there you go.
Yeah, now we're talking, right?
TB12.
They need a TB12 just because, you know, he's the GOAT. They need a Tom Brady one.
So,
which answers your earlier question that we're going to talk about later.
Oh, what? Well, yeah. What NFL player would you like to hang with? So we'll discuss that now. As far as your NFL action today, this is great. There are times I love living on the West Coast compared to back East where we grew up. Your football games start way early today. Dan Patrick, we're filling in today. He's off at 9 a.m. Pacific time. You get home, that first game, Bills at Lions, is 9:30. Football starts when you're having your breakfast.
Yeah. It's a good way to start the day. That's one of the biggest differences out here in California. Again, live from the West Side, where Covino and Rich for Dan Patrick, 877-99 on Fox. And, you know, if you look to the screen on your left, the parade has begun. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
They got a nice day in New York City today.
Yeah, so enjoy that, and thank you guys for hanging out with us. Now, your feedback continues at Covino and Rich. I promise you, if you think parades are corny, it's because your team hasn't won in a minute.
That's a good point.
That really is.
I'm going to back off and realize I was wrong.
And now I want you to think about something pretty cool. Of all the players, all your heroes that we admire and we talk about every day, think of how boring life would be if we didn't have them to talk about, right? How much of our mind and life do we fill up just, you know, talking about?
Well, think about that weird feeling.
Mahomes or you know, our team.
Well, think about that weird feeling when football ends or it's the end of the baseball season or, oh, well, they crown an NBA champion. You're like, oh, man, now you have like a lull in your life. Like, right. Oh, what am I going to do until the new season starts?
And clearly, if you're listening to us this morning, you either have nothing to do, you're bored as could be, or you love sports.
Yeah.
Right? So
you're driving around early, running your errands. There's the guy going shopping this morning for Thanksgiving stuff, but you see, they forgot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's cranberries!
Probably, he's probably getting yelled at, too. You forgot cranberry sauce?
I told you!
I'll get it, dear. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's a very stressful day, you know. It really is. For me, Thanksgiving... A serious note, like my parents always did their best to make it special. I'm not trying to knock on them, but my mom was always stressed out about it. So stressed me out as a kid. Like I just wanted to enjoy the parade. My mom's like freaking out.
What stress? I'm hosting and I invited you over. You don't have to do anything.
Oh yeah. It was always like just to get everything right, to get all the dinner ready. And then no one came on time anyway. So I want you to think about, hey, Thanksgiving. I want you to think about going out. Last night was the biggest party night of the year. Going out, hanging. If you could hang with any of your heroes that you root for and that you talk about every day in the world of sports, who would it be? And the reason we bring that up is our buddy Henry Winkler, the Fonz. Hey, let me tell you something, Cunningham.
He got to meet
one of his heroes,
Patrick Mahomes, and we'll break that down next. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right. Welcome back. Good morning. Kavino and Rich in for the Dan Patrick Show, 877-99 on Fox. Who the hell are we? Well, we're the guys on every day now, and we figured we'd start off the day early with you.
Kavino and Rich, and if you want, if you can, hey, download our podcast and subscribe. Fox Sports Radio, Kavino and Rich. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to your feedback. Let's start with Dick in Dayton. Wants to say what's up. Hey, Dick.
Good morning.
Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Hey, you too, man.
Yeah, I was just telling your screener, I think every place in Columbus is going to be packed this week because of the Ohio State-Michigan game. I can remember that's been a rivalry since I was a kid, and you could just be betting that's going to be. And I was reading a little bit about, they wrote about Kurt Herbstreit, But I think if they play like they did last week, they got a chance with Stroud. And I want to say something else about my – I've been a Brown fan for a long time, but I think it's time the defensive coordinator leaves and we get some blood in there. What's your take on that, guys?
I'll tell you what. I think as far as your Browns go, too little too late. You were hoping to tread water until Deshaun Watson was ready and came back, and yeah. It just didn't work. Like,
you have to wait a few years for another parade, but
no parade for you.
No parade. That's what I'm thinking.
No parade. I think Cleveland shows signs of greatness, but the reality is the whole goal there was to play 500 football or maybe better until you got your quarterback who was, you know, on leave. But that didn't work out. So, hey, there's always next year. Dick and Dayton. You know, I was thinking about something that I was just seeing on TV. They're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo still every day.
Yeah.
Before we get into the Fonz talking
about Jimmy G he's ratings. Look at the guy. He's handsome. He's on a very sexy team. You know, a lot of sexy players.
Is he, I mean, do we change our mind on anyone more than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, he's week to week. That's just how it is.
It's like the most volatile fan relationship. Like, it's like, man, Jimmy G's the guy. And then it's like, man, the Niners would probably be the favorite if it wasn't for Jimmy G. Like, week to week, this poor dude. Like, and he just, you know
what, though? He's doing okay, man. I see him smiling. You know, he's doing all right. But I'm with you on that. It's week to week, what have you done for me lately sort of vibe. Well, with everyone in sports, but especially him, because he's always the problem if something goes wrong with the 49ers.
As you might know or don't know, Rich Davis here, 49ers fan. So I feel like the funniest, most crazy narrative would be, let's just say, knock on wood, the Niners make it, Joel, right? Let's say they go all the way, and Garoppolo wins. And if they won the Super Bowl, what the hell do the Niners do next year when they got Trey Lance coming back and Jimmy G's sort of, you know, he's on this one-year little extension?
He'll be a sought-after quarterback, that's for sure. He'll go from being a backup to, you know, people wanting him.
But that's a good it's a good problem to have. But let's say they did win. They got the weapons, McCaffrey, Kittle, Ayuk, Samuel, Elijah Mitchell.
I'd say half the league would be better off with Jimmy G and it'd be after him, no doubt.
I don't know about half the league, but I wonder if he won, and despite his shortcomings here or there, let's say they're just that good and they step it up in the right time and they win. Do the Niners move on from him if he wins a Super Bowl and say, no, we went with the Trey Lance plan?
I think they still doubt him.
Even if he wins?
Even if he wins, I think they still doubt him, because I just heard as of yesterday, we're still waiting on Garoppolo to be Garoppolo, whether it's today or the playoffs.
Yeah, he's highly criticized. He really is, no matter what he does. But I think he's completely likable and trustworthy as a quarterback compared to most.
To be honest, like the Niners are in a weird pickle, because if, let's say, Garoppolo goes on a deep playoff run. Let's say they don't win the Super Bowl. Let's say they lose in the Super Bowl to an arguably better team, Kansas City or Buffalo. Or let's say they lose to Philly or Minnesota in the playoffs. You're so quick to be like, all right, later, Jimmy G. Trey Lance, here's the keys to the Lamborghini you're driving with, the weapons that every quarterback in the league would die for. Imagine if Aaron Rodgers or one of these guys that doesn't have weapons had...
Let's make it personal. What if you ask Covino to go work in the other studio?
Yeah.
Hey, no. You can't even practice with us. You can't rehearse for the show with us.
I'd be like,
matter of fact, you know, we don't even know if we want you on. Is it still going to be Covino? And let's just make it Rich and. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Come back, Covino. Come back.
You're right. And what Joel described what they did to Jimmy G. And you know what Jimmy Garoppolo did?
You know what? When you put it in that perspective, I'd be like, you know what? Do your own show. I'm out.
He's right. Covino, come back. We need you.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo was pushed aside. Kicked aside. And you think Jimmy Garoppolo, with that good personality and those handsome looks, and think about it. I think Cowherd said it before. Garoppolo's probably been cool his whole life, right?
Oh.
That's probably the first time he ever felt dissed in his entire
lifetime. Kidding me? This guy's been a stud, since Little League, probably.
They told this guy, they kicked him aside, we're trading all our picks to get a guy to replace you. Oh, we can't deal you. All right, hang tight. Practice on the other field.
Field. How cold was that?
Hey, scram. Tell the handsome guy to get out of here. Trey Lance, goes down. Hey, Jimmy, come back, buddy. And now they're now, according to Vegas, practically tied with Philadelphia on the odds to win the NFC.
You know how I
just
view
think
it,
the Niners are going to be in the biggest. And you know what the other caveat is? Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady, there's rumors that, well, if they don't get it done now and Trey Lance isn't ready, Tom Brady's always wanted to play for the Niners. What about like a one-year deal?
That story never goes
away.
That
story. So I just feel like the Niners in the weirdest quarterback position. And this is a team that had...
How about you just embrace... Not you, because you know, you're a fan, but just embrace Jimmy G. He's doing all right for your team right now. For this team, he's doing good. Be thankful on Thanksgiving that you got him.
I'm going to use the word embroiled, Covino. The Niners... I'm probably using it wrong, too.
Probably.
The Niners are always embroiled in a quarterback situation. And, I'm a kid of the 80s and 90s, right? Montana and Young. Alex Smith and Kaepernick. There's always some type of divide. Like, who do you want? Who are you going with? Because there were people that were like, time to move on from Montana.
Steve Young waited patiently. Maybe not that patient, but he did. He waited for his time.
Oh, we've talked about
these are good problems to have. So
Steve Young.
I think Trey Lance could wait and develop a little bit.
Steve Young, Hall of Famer, spent 4 to 5 years of his prime backing up Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Alex Smith was kicked to the side for Kaepernick when Kaepernick was hot for that minute.
Oh, and they were starting Steve Young, and then Montana still came back. So he was like teased with that gig.
I just think.
I mean, I get the examples, but I mean, at the start of the season, Jimmy G was coming in, and he's like, wait a minute. What's in my locker right here yesterday?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He might not even want to come back. That's the thing.
I mean, the guys like him.
They give him back his locker when they moved him?
They're like, Jimmy G, you can come out. Like, remember Office Space? He's in the basement. He's in storage room B. Jimmy, you can come back now.
They didn't even let him throw good footballs over on the side field. He had to throw the raggedy football.
With my stapler. He's very Office Space.
You know what it's like, too? It's like, Joel gave his analogy before, but it really is like, your girlfriend thought there was someone better than you. Your wife thought there was another guy with ripped abs.
She starts sleeping with Chad from work.
Chad from work's the hot new guy around, and she leaves Chad.
Chad listens to me, and he has abs.
But then, what? I don't know. It doesn't work out with Chad, and then she wants to come back, and you're supposed to embrace this with open arms.
And then you do.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is. You're right. It is. It's very personal. I think you just embrace him now. Jimmy G's the guy. I think he's completely underrated, and there's so many teams that would love to have him.
I'm not saying the team doesn't respect Trey Lance, but you could tell that locker room, Ayuk, Kittle, Debo, McCaffrey, they all like Jimmy G. He's a liked guy.
They like sitting Jimmy G, period.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times in the beginning of the year, there were people in the locker room that were like, yeah, we're going to this young kid too soon. I think that.
And again, another very underrated element to the game. Like, you got to have the team. You got to have the locker room. And Jimmy G has that. He's respected there. They like playing behind him. That's all important. So I don't think you mess with that. And that's, again, you don't know what he wants moving forward. But I think, based on Rich's thoughts about Garoppolo, I think we know who Rich's answer is when it comes to
who do I want to hang with?
Who do you want to hang with?
You hang with Jimmy G, though? You're
invisible.
Let's give Jimmy G a little love, because if he was that scorned partner, he came back with that contract just as if, no trade clause? Come on.
But another personality trait, I think. It shows a lot of character. He came back and said, you know what? Let's go.
As every athlete in 2022 says, let's effing go.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I want to play for you guys. And this sort of ties in because we talk about Jimmy G and how he's a likable guy. And yes, the Niners will be in quite a pickle next year, no matter what happens, because they have a decision to make. Do you continue at Garoppolo for another year or so? Is it like that weird? I'll give you an analogy. We've worked in situations where we've gotten long-term contracts. And then we've worked in situations where we've worked for companies that's like year-to-year contracts. And the year-to-year contract doesn't leave you feeling great.
No, you're never comfortable. And you're always wondering, well, what's next?
It's going to be an interesting scenario, what they do with Garoppolo, Trey Lance, and even the prospect of an available Tom Brady. So the Niners.
You know what you really got to think about, too? It's great that he has great relationships with his teammates. That's a big factor, right?
Yeah.
But where does he want to live? Believe it or not, that's a huge factor. Huge factor.
Seems like he likes it there, man.
Well,
I remember during the offseason, it was like, yeah, maybe the Browns want him. Maybe this team wants it. You think Jimmy G wants to lead the Bay Area on a team with those weapons?
I mean, I don't think so. I'm just saying, you know, where does he want to go?
There was rumors for a minute. Remember the Pittsburgh? Do you think he wants to be where Kenny Pickett is now? That's not – do you think he'd be winning there?
Thought you were moving? I mean, really thought you were moving?
Yes. Yeah.
And it doesn't happen? You don't feel the same staying where you are. It just don't feel the same anymore.
That's a great point, Joel.
There was another network, Joel, right, that sort of recruited us. And they're like, yeah, you might live here. And we're like, really? And it was like we were college.
Why are you disguising it? ESPN's like, would you move to Bristol?
Yeah, but
Kavino's making it seem like it's some big. There was another network.
Back
in the day, we used to work for ESPN before we're in a better spot now at Fox.
They took us like we were the top college recruits. And
like, hey, if you live in Hartford, it's not that bad.
Yeah, took us out to the coolest bars there. Like, hey, take a look. You know, and we were like, oh, I don't know.
I remember telling my wife, I was like,
I don't know if I could live here.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I thought it was going to happen, though. I really did. Luckily, we got to stay in L.A. But where you live is a factor. That's
true.
A factor, you know, so we'll see. But, Rich, is he your answer? I'm actually really excited
to
see.
Let me think about it. But, Burst, you got our pal Henry Winkler on standby?
Oh, yeah, he's ready.
Now, earlier in the week, we're on every day, filling in for Dan Patrick today, but every day, 2 p.m., out here on the West Coast, 5 p.m. Eastern, Covino and Rich, Monday through Friday. We caught up with our pal Henry Winkler because the viral video of the week was his interaction with Patrick Mahomes. Take a listen. A guy that's gone viral in the last 24 hours for his new bromance with Patrick Mahomes. Give it up for our pal, Henry Winkler, everybody. What's up?
What an experience that was.
I just want to know how it felt while you were smiling ear to ear, just waiting there on the sideline. Like, what was going through your mind when you were watching all this happen?
There I am watching this phenom play ball at a whole other level.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody talks about how great this one is, how great that one is, and then there's Patrick.
Is that how you feel about Patrick Mahomes when you see what he does on the field?
Here's the thing. There are great players, no doubt. And then there is somebody who is so zen in the center of himself that all of a sudden he sees more than the average bear.
Yeah.
And he improvises. And there is no drama. There is only winning.
During your interaction with Patrick Mahomes, Henry, you said there's always a place at your dinner table for him. Will you have dinner with Patrick Mahomes in the offseason? Are you going to follow up?
He will have a chicken stuffed with ricotta and spinach.
Nice.
That will make his mouth happy. And he said to me, I'm going to keep you to your word on your dinner. And I said, there is always a seat at my table for you.
I loved it. We all loved the encounter. That's why it's gone viral.
When I was chatting with him, I was present enough to realize how present he was.
Yeah.
How many times I've met somebody and they go, yeah, really good to meet you. You know, I got a big show to do. I got a game to play. And thanks so much. And like, good luck to you. He was right there with me. And he was so excited that he had this surprise for me.
Yeah.
Which was the jersey with my... He said, you know, it's got your name on it.
Henry, what do you do with that jersey that you got? That Chiefs Winkler autographed jersey.
I have worn it around the house.
Just the jersey.
Yeah.
Just the jersey. Well, my wife likes that part. And she also said I look good in red.
There you go. The Fonz talking about his experience with Mahomes on, that was last week?
Yeah, such a great time catching up with Henry Winkler, who we've known for years, believe it or not. And, you know, to know him, he means what he says. When he says, there's always a room for you at my dinner table, he means that.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes, that must be a big moment for anybody. If Henry Winkler, you know, is smiling ear to ear and it means that much to him, imagine how excited you would be to hang with this guy.
Well, there's a mutual respect, and I love seeing it when it's musicians, actors, comedians, and athletes. Like, I know that Sebastian Maniscalco, who's one of the biggest stand-up comics in the world, his relationship with J.J. Watt and other athletes. He's talked to us about how some of these athletes are like, I'd love to come to your comedy show. There's that mutual respect between athletes, any form of greatness, right?
Yes, but athletes also have this allure where they're still the heroes to everybody, right? Because every kid at one point wanted to be an athlete.
So as you watch Mahomes and the Fonz hanging out, we ask you, 877-99 on Fox, think about it and hit us up. What NFL player would you want to hang with? If you had one night to have some drinks, have a dinner, pick their brain, say what's up, who would you want to hang with? We'll take your feedback next. Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Byer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Right Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right Brand bacon.
Welcome back to the Covino and Rich Show. Woo. In for Dan Patrick. Joel's here. Bursch, Dan Beyer. Joel on the phones with Bursch at 877-99 on Fox. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Woo. Thankful to be here. Yeah.
And by the way, be careful at your home today. There's a couple things I want to warn you. I feel like I need to do the public service announcement.
Are you throwing out a warning? Green Day style, Incubus style, or Biggie Small style?
I was going to say Biggie Small style warning.
Good.
But then again,
you're throwing out a Thanksgiving warning?
Those are all good songs. I'm going to give you the warning of if you're going to try to fry your Thanksgiving turkey, do it the right way. Don't burn down your house or burn your deck. Every year, there's someone in every neighborhood that thinks they know what they're doing. They put too much oil in, and all of a sudden, their deck's on fire. Their backyard's up in flames.
Are you telling me to not burn my house down today?
Don't burn your house down today.
That's a great
warning,
idea.
Number one.
Thanks for the tip.
And number two, I don't know why, but Black Friday tomorrow is not only the busiest shopping and traffic day of the year, it's also the number one day that the plumber is called. So I don't know what people are putting in their toilet or what people are shoving down the sink.
It's the number one day for plumber ass, right? For
yeah, plumber's crack. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of plumber crack tomorrow.
Yeah, man, plumber crack tomorrow.
Crack of the moon.
Yeah. So
tomorrow's a plumber crack Friday?
A plumber crack Friday.
I didn't know that.
So it's the number one day of the year where people call the plumber.
It's all those guests at your house. That's what it is. No respect.
Bunch of people. I don't know what they're doing in the toilet. I don't know what they're flushing. And
it
then,
should be the highest day for porta potties to be ordered.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm going to put one on the front lawn today,
Joel. Someone walking into the bathroom with a turkey leg and just throwing the bone down into the toilet? What's going on in there? By the way, Rich, man, thanks for all the tips and the fun facts.
Hey, listen, I'm going to give you the best part of the turkey later. As we learned in the movie Norbit, Norbit?
Oh, yeah.
Later today, if you come over, I'm going to give you the turkey ass.
Oh, I can't wait.
Bon appetit.
Can't wait. But I'll tell you what.
Patrick Mahomes here. Yeah. I'm more of a chicken guy. Really looking forward to eating that chicken with the Fonz, Henry Winkler, my new BFF. It was a pleasure to meet him today. And, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Patrick.
So, when you see Mahomes and the Fonz hanging out.
By the way, Patrick Mahomes and me, chicken and ham guys. I don't like turkey, but carry on.
You know, my wife bought one of those, those hams that are all marinating in like a sugary goodness?
You mean,
like that glaze?
That delicious ham?
Well,
that John Ham.
Part of the reason she got a big one, because I was like, Covino loves the ham. You're like the great Hambino.
Yeah, I'm the great Hambino, man. I'll pass on the turkey.
Hey, enjoy your Thanksgiving today. But again, don't be careful what you put in your sink and your toilet, because for some reason, tomorrow, the biggest plumber day of the year. You're going to see a lot of plumber crack Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People always wonder, Black Friday, I think. Oh, yeah, plumber crack. Plumber crack.
Well, the reason I brought Mahomes back into this conversation is because he caught up with our pal Henry Winkler.
Is he on the list for you? Is he even top five of who you'd want to hang with?
I only had one encounter with Patrick Mahomes, and it was at the ESPY Awards. And when I say encounter, like I bumped into him. Like, oh, my goodness. Patrick Mahomes.
Good to see you.
I'll tell you what. He's surprisingly big, like much bigger than you think. He's a big dude. Like, he doesn't appear that big compared to Travis Kelce, right? But he's a big dude. And he's not my answer. My answer is really lame, but I have a reason, okay? The question here, Fox Sports Radio Nation, is, when you think of your sports heroes, when you think of your favorite players, athletes of today and yesteryear, who would you like to hang out with most? Last night was the biggest party night in the year. Who would you like to party with, talk to, have a one-on-one with?
And you got to think of what comes along with that. Because if you're pals with this person, like if you say, my answer is Christian McCaffrey, you might say, why? Well, because he's dating Olivia Culpo, who's a smoke show, and I'm guessing her sisters and friends are always going to be around. So that you got to strategically pick your answer of who would you want to hang with.
Because but that's like it says a lot about your character, to be honest.
What are you saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what I'm saying. That it has nothing to do with Christian McCaffrey.
You're saying I'm a vain jerk?
Yeah. You're like, you don't want to hang with him because you think he's cool. You want
The residuals.
Yeah, the benefits.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good answer, but it says a lot about you. My answer. Do you want my answer?
Or do you probably going to be, if it's not a football player, if you're opening this up, it's going to be some lame-ass Yankee. Like, I want to hang with Gleyber Torres. Like,
who do you want to hang with,
Camino? I'll tell you who it's not. It's not Jimmy Garoppolo, because, you know, he's too handsome. It's gross.
You saw what happened.
I don't want to feel like a sloth.
You saw what happened at the Golden State Warriors game, where Garoppolo was sitting courtside and all the Golden State dancers ignored everyone else and they all went right up to Jimmy G.
Yeah, like my ego's not my amigo, and you know, because I got one. And even I'm like, yo, I don't want to sit next to this dude and be invisible. No thanks. He's almost too handsome, where it's like it's distracting, and I would never want to appear as his like a. Average-looking little buddy. No thanks.
Well, the thing is, if you hang with a guy like Jimmy G, if you're a single guy and you bump into a group of girls, you know that whoever ends up with you wishes they would have ended up with Jimmy.
Yeah, that's the weakest.
You don't want to be like, you know how like dumb guys will be like, yeah, like I couldn't get the hot girl, so I took one for the team. You don't want to be the female version of took one for the team.
All right, well, I'm not going to tell you my answer yet. I'm going to make you wait. No, but I'm going to tell you why it's not my favorite dude. One of my favorite dudes, obviously, I'm a Jersey kid, Derek Jeter. You don't want to meet your heroes. That's how I feel about that. You don't want to meet your real heroes because they can only let you down. I believe that. I really do. I've had those experiences, you know? So I want to keep that thought as a fantasy of sorts, because it would probably never be what I want it to be. So my answer is not Derek Jeter.
I have fantasies. None of them involve Derek Jeter.
You know what I mean? Come on now.
So I want to hear your answer, but I would love for you to give me a modern day person too. I don't want you to tell me.
No.
You're getting coffee. You're getting coffee with Mariano Rivera. All right. Your answer is next. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Happy Thanksgiving. Fill in for the great Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.